AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The recommendation from the Justice Department says a longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, should be sentenced to 6 months in prison for defying a congressional subpoena from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. He'll be sentenced Friday. The Justice Department says Bannon pursued a bad faith strategy of defiance and contempt. Bannon's lawyers deny he was acting in bad faith. Russia says at least two people were killed when a Russian warplane crashed into a residential area in a Russian city near the Sea of Azov. They say the crash was caused by engine failure. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal to an attempt to make people from American Samoa American citizens. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's the only unincorporated U.S. territory whose inhabitants are not American citizens at birth. A trial judge had sided with three American Samoa natives living in Utah who sued, but an appeals panel disagreed, and the High Court has left that ruling in place. The move means the justices are also passing got a chance to overturn several cases that deal with American territories dating back 120 years, with rulings full of racist and anti-foreigner rhetoric. One justice had written citizenship could not be automatically given to those absolutely unfit to receive it. Justice Neil Gorsuch called months ago for those rulings to be overturned. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police in Oklahoma say four men who were last seen riding their bicycles more than a week ago were shot and dismembered, and a man considered a person of interest has since disappeared. Britain's new Treasury chief, Jeremy Hunt, ripped up the government's economic plan.
What we are seeking is long-term sustainable increase in the economic growth rate.
It dramatically reverses most of the tax cuts and spending plans new Prime Minister Liz Truss announced less than a month ago. This is AP News. It's the Amazon labor union versus Amazon at a warehouse near Albany, New York.
They did post a win at a Staten Island facility in April, but a loss at a second nearby warehouse in May took some wind out of the union's sail. Workers at the warehouse in Scodak, New York, which Amazon says employs roughly 800 people, will finish voting in a union election today, with votes being tallied Tuesday by the National Labor Relations Board. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Education Department has started accepting applications for President Biden's student debt cancellation, a plan that makes 43 million Americans eligible for at least some debt forgiveness. Thousands took to social media to share the form, with many saying they submitted their applications with little trouble. The deadline for applications is the end of next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.